Hey everyone, ready to move past all the digital transformation buzzwords?
Alrighty.
We're doing a deep dive into navigating digital transformation strategies to really dig out the insights we can actually use.
Sounds good.
No more feeling overwhelmed by it all.
Right.
The goal is to help you navigate this whole digital landscape.
Yeah.
Like a pro.
Like a pro.
The thing is, this isn't just about adding some shiny new tech to your business.
Exactly. Yeah.
This source really emphasizes this idea of a complete organizational makeover.
Right.
They even compare it to metamorphosis.
Okay.
Like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly.
Wow, I like that. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
So what's so fascinating about this is that it highlights this need for a really fundamental shift in mindset, culture, and strategy. You know, it's not just about the tools themselves.
Yeah.
It's about adapting your entire organization to thrive in this digital world we're living in.
And speaking of getting caught up in tools,
okay,
the source issues a warning about this trap of technology-first tunnel vision.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Sure.
And why is that such a critical point?
So think of it this way.
Okay.
You wouldn't hand someone a Ferrari without teaching them to drive, right?
Right.
It's the same with technology. You can have all the most cutting-edge tools,
right?
But without the right people, the skills, the processes in place, those tools are useless. You need that really solid foundation to truly leverage technology's potential.
It's about aligning your people, your processes, and your technology.
It is, aligning all of it.
Making sure they work in harmony.
Harmony,
Speaking of harmony, this source makes this fantastic analogy to an orchestra.
All right, I'm listening.
It talks about leaders needing to conduct the digital transformation effectively. What does that actually look like practically?
Okay, so just like a conductor guides the musicians, leaders need to set a clear and inspiring vision for their organization's digital future.
Right.
But it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
They have to actually communicate that vision to their teams, empower them to work together towards that shared goal.
Collaboration is key.
And maybe even more importantly, they need to build a culture of continuous learning and resilience.
Oh, that's huge.
Because we all know change can be really challenging.
It can be.
It can be.
Yeah.
So it's about creating an environment where everyone feels okay with experimenting, learning from mistakes, and adapting to new ways of working.
So to navigate this new landscape effectively, you need a map.
Right?
You do. You need a map.
What does the source say about strategy and roadmaps?
You absolutely need a North Star for your digital transformation journey.
You have to ask, what are we even trying to achieve here?
That's a good question.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Is it about making things better for the customer?
Okay.
Is it about streamlining operations?
Okay.
About disrupting the market?
Okay.
You have to define the why.
Right.
The ultimate objective. That's huge.
Yeah.
Once you have your North Star, you can start charting your course.
Okay.
Make a clear roadmap to reach your destination.
So it's not about randomly implementing technology for the sake of it.
No, not at all.
It's about making strategic choices.
Strategic, yes.
That match up with your overall business goals.
Yeah.
And actually make a real impact.
A real impact, yeah.
That you can measure.
That you can measure, yeah.
Otherwise, you risk getting lost.
Lost, yeah.
In a sea of digital tools.
So many tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without actually making any headway.
And that's the problem. You need to have that roadmap.
And that's where a clear roadmap comes in. You need to identify those key milestones.
Right.
Prioritize what you're going to do and when.
Yes.
Allocate your resources wisely, of course.
Of course.
And you got to track your progress along the way.
I don't know if it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like planning a cross-country road trip.
Okay.
You wouldn't just get in the car and start driving, would you?
No, you need a plan.
You'd map out your route.
Right.
You'd figure out where you're going to stop along the way.
For sure.
Maybe pack some snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's about being strategic.
Right.
And intentional.
Yes.
With how you're handling this digital transformation.
Yes.
And speaking of being strategic.
Okay.
This source really cautions against.
It does.
Getting swept up.
Yeah.
And this shiny object syndrome.
We all know about that one.
With so many new technologies emerging all the time, how can you avoid falling for every new gadget that comes out?
Right.
and stay focused on what really matters for your organization.
So that's the real danger of this shiny object syndrome.
Right.
You get distracted by the latest and greatest.
Right.
You lose sight of what you actually need.
It goes back to that question we talked about.
Exactly.
Does this actually solve our problems?
Is it going to move the needle for us?
Yeah.
You got to ask that.
Ask it before you spend any money.
Yes.
Before you even start going down that road.
Exactly. And just as important.
Okay.
Will this integrate with what you already have?
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
So many companies, I'm sure, run into that.
Their systems don't talk to each other.
Yeah. And it ends up creating more problems than it solves.
Right.
It's like having a kitchen full of all these fancy gadgets that you never use.
Single-purpose gadgets that are just taking up space.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just clutter.
You end up with a lot of clutter.
Yeah.
And not a lot of efficiency.
And isn't that what we're trying to improve?
Exactly.
The efficiency.
So even with the most well-thought-out plan.
Right.
And all the perfect tools.
Okay.
Digital transformation isn't always smooth sailing, is it?
Never.
There's always going to be bumps in the road.
Always.
And so the source talks about weathering the storms.
Yeah.
This idea that you have to be prepared.
Yeah, you got to get ready for it.
For when things inevitably don't go according to plan.
It's going to happen.
So what are some of those potential storms that organizations should be ready for?
So many challenges.
Yeah.
For one thing, cybersecurity in this interconnected world, cybersecurity threats.
All the time.
Yeah, they're constant.
Right.
Then you have people inside the company who don't want to change.
They're resistant.
They like the old ways of doing things.
It's uncomfortable.
And then sometimes you have these old systems that don't work with the new stuff.
Right. They're not compatible.
So you have to be proactive.
You have to think ahead.
Identify the risks early.
And have plans in place.
Have a plan.
To deal with them.
Yes. And be ready to adapt.
Be adaptable.
When things go wrong.
Be resilient.
Yes.
And speaking of adapting, one of the biggest things to adapt to is getting people on board with all this change.
Yes. Change management is so important.
So how can organizations crack the code of change management?
This source calls it the human algorithm.
Okay.
Which I love.
Yeah.
It's about really understanding how people work.
Yeah.
And then figuring out how to get them to buy into what you're doing.
Okay.
One thing this source talks about is finding these change champions in your company.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Change champions.
So these are your people.
Okay.
Who are not just along for the ride.
Right.
They are enthusiastic.
They're your cheerleaders.
They're your cheerleaders for all of this digital transformation.
They're going to help get other people on board.
Exactly. They can break down the resistance from other teams. Build momentum.
They become your internal advocates.
Exactly.
But it can't just be a few people.
No. You need everyone on board.
Everyone needs the tools and support.
The training.
To do this.
Yeah.
Make them feel
turnover. Even the simplest technology.
Yeah.
You don't know how to use it.
Right.
Can be intimidating.
Absolutely. And that's what you don't want.
You want to empower people.
Empower them.
Not overwhelm them.
Right.
Now, this brings up an important point.
Okay.
Is digital transformation a one-time thing?
Yeah, like a project.
Or is it something more than that?
It's definitely more than that.
Yeah.
This source calls it an ongoing symphony.
Oh, yeah.
Not just a one-time performance.
So it's not like...
It's a project.
You launch your new website.
Right.
Everybody learns the new project management software.
Yeah, right.
And then you're done. That's not it at all.
You have to keep getting better.
So digital transformation is all about continuous improvement.
It is.
You always have to be getting feedback.
Yeah. Figuring out what's working, what isn't.
Analyze, analyze, analyze.
And being able to change course when you need to.
You got to stay agile.
So you're always adapting, always iterating.
Always getting better.
That's a good way to put it.
It's like taking care of a garden.
Okay.
You don't just plant the seeds and forget about it.
Right.
You have to water them.
You got to nurture them.
You have to fertilize, prune.
Make sure they're getting enough sun.
Right. You have to really take care of it.
Digital transformation is the same way.
Same thing.
It's no wonder so many companies struggle with this.
It's hard.
It's not like buying the latest tech and calling it a day.
It's a whole mindset shift.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, you're in it for the long haul.
But when you get it right,
it's powerful.
Digital transformation is powerful.
It makes you faster, more creative.
More innovative.
It prepares you for the future.
Future-proof.
Future-proof. Yeah, that's it.
And I love how this source emphasizes that this is all about people. Technology might be driving the bus here.
Right.
But it's people who are going to make it a success.
People are the ones behind the wheel.
Exactly.
Steering the ship.
This source has a really powerful message at the end.
Okay.
About how everyone has a role to play in all of this.
What does it say?
What resonates with you about that?
What I think is so important about this idea
yeah.
is that it shows we're not just watching this happen.
We're not bystanders.
We are active participants.
We're in the driver's seat.
Whether you're the CEO
right.
or a manager or on the front lines.
Everyone has a part.
Everyone has something to contribute.
And everyone's part is going to look different, right?
Of course.
Some people are going to be leading the charge.
Change maker.
Others are going to be working behind the scenes.
The ones making sure everything runs smoothly.
But the important thing is that everyone gets it.
They understand the big picture.
See how their work contributes.
How it all fits together.
So no matter where you are in your company right now.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to jump in.
Find your place.
Figure out how you can contribute.
Your skills, your creativity.
Your leadership.
It all matters.
Your voice matters. Your ideas matter.
Yes.
Embrace the change.
Don't shy away from it.
Learn new things. Be open to them.
And let's make some magic happen.
What a great point to end on.
It's a journey.
Digital transformation is a journey, not a destination.
We're all in this together.
And we're going to do it better when we work together.
Harmonizing people, technology, and strategy.
To create something truly amazing.
That's what it's all about.
As you're thinking about this deep dive today,
what's your first step going to be?
What's the one thing that really resonated with you?
Think about that.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Keep diving deep.
We'll see you then.